In this week's parsha, if we have the mitzvah of halach bedrachov, ikim Hashem l'am kodesh kasha nishpalach, kisis mitzvah Hashem akecha halach bedrachov. So halach bedrachov, Chazal gives sketch out mandate that mahuracham afataracham mahuchan afatochanan. In other words, we're required to act in the ways that a Kodesh Baruch Hu acts towards us. Now, this mitzvah really needs to be fleshed out in terms of what exactly are the obligations vis-a-vis the more practical. I mean as follows. In Sefer Devarim, there are many, many Musar injunctions. In other words, general injunctions to do what's right. And they're not particular mitzvahs, they are mitzvahs that describe what's right and urge us to do what's right. Halach bedrachov could have been like that, and it's not. Halach bedrachov is a mitzvah, and the Rambam devotes a whole section, Hilchos Deos, that deals with the particulars of this mitzvah. So let's frame a question to help clarify what is really going to be the point of this mitzvah. A poor man comes to me, he's hungry, and he would like money, he would like food. So I give him. Does this belong in Hilchos Tzedakah as it appears in Hilchos Tzedakah? And this is part of the Rambam puts it Matnas Aniyim and so on, or Halach Bedrachov. If Halach Bedrachov is a set of mitzvahs, meaning specific acts, how do you distinguish between Halach Bedrachov and the mitzvah Tzedakah? Rachum Chanun Rachum Mahuchan Afatachan. They all will dovetail very nicely with all sorts of Halach Tzedakah, Vatarecha Kamocha. Why, what is this Halach Bedrachov different? And like we said, it could have been Musa, like just keep doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, but it's a halacha and it's counted as one of the mitzvahs. So defining this mitzvah as opposed to the specific act is something that we really need to get a handle on. The Rambam discusses this in Hilchos Deos, and uncharacteristically, he goes into great lengths describing our inborn character traits, how to change them, and how to go about doing Halach Bedrachov. It's a wonderful guide for doing what's right, but one may ask the question, what about someone who can't keep Shabbos? So there is a guide for that. A person who's familiar will tell him, start with these mitzvahs, go on with those mitzvahs, and so on. And the Rambam doesn't do that. That's not his department in Mishneh Torah to give us advice on how to do the mitzvahs. Every single one of the mitzvahs in the entire Rambam is not easy to do. And if a person is having hardships, there is the world of Musa for that and how to go about doing it. The Rambam discusses at great length people's natural inclinations and so on. If the mitzvah is simply to do what's right, do what's right and leave it up to you, or to find it in the Rambam Shona Prokim or somewhere like that, how to go about changing yourself. That is a second point which deals actually with the way the Rambam presents his halacha. So let's frame, let's give a case and ask ourselves, what will be the halacha there? So first, what does it mean, v'alachta bedrachov? We speak about Maaseh Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deeds, and pu'olov, Maisav. We speak about things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. What's called Mais Hashem and what's called Darke Hashem? So a Maisa is a specific act. A Pa'ula is a specific act. It's an action. A derech is not an act. A derech is a pattern. So for instance, if I have a big field, I may have many square feet of land. But that's not a derech. It doesn't define a derech at all. If I have a road and 1 foot of paving joins another foot and another foot and another foot until it gets into a certain place, then we have a road. In other words, a road is something that defines a pattern of behavior which leads to a certain place. I can look at it and I say, I notice a pattern over here going from point A to point B. The world of mitzvos masios deal with particular activities that a person needs to do at a particular moment. So let's go back again to the case of the poor man. Poor man came, knocked on the door, and said he's hungry. At this point, I have to give him food. That's a ma'aser mitzvah. That's a ma'aser tzedakah. A derech means it's a pattern of behavior. I am, I give aniyim food. Now, I could describe a pattern. It happens to be in some morning a poor man gave food. I gave, Monday I gave, Tuesday I gave, and so on. But that's just a coincidence of sorts. It describes different actions. To say that it's a pattern means that I'm implying it's coming from someplace inside the person. It's something that is the reason why I always give food to a poor man that knocks on the door is because I have a drive. I have something in me that keeps doing. So, the derech is defined not as one act, but many activities, but they come from a certain pattern of behavior. The pattern means that there's a deeper part inside me, which actually is the source for this behavior. So if whenever I ask Ruben for a favor, he does it, then I say he's kind-hearted. And that's why whenever I tap on the shoulder and say, could you do X, Y, Z? He's there for me. A person that whenever I tap him on his shoulder, he says, no, I can't, then I assume he's not so good-hearted. These are patterns of behavior that reveal some sort of source for it, and therefore I can always pick up on that behavior. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things that are perceived as deeds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is an extraordinary nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not like to do nisim, does not want to do, and therefore we cannot appropriately describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a nis, as having a derech of nisim. He prefers not to have nisim, and he would rather do things on piderech hateva. That's what the Rambam means. And let's take a look at the way he explains that the reason why the Chachamim or the Nevi'im were able to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu using the terms Val derech ze koru hanevi'im lekel b'chol u'isen ha'kinuyim erech ha'payim v'rat chesed tzadik v'yosha tom v'gi b'chol yitzpen lo idia she'en drachon toiv v'yishor v'chayim v'ra l'arigas mehem odav asal fi kochol. So the Rambam here is bringing a proof that this is the case. And he's bothered by the following. When we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something, we're describing an event. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did X, Y, or Z. So we use metaphors sometimes, Yad Hashem, and Eini Hashem, and so on. But when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a rachum, what does that mean? For us, a rachum means that we inside have an emotion or a drive that pushes us to respond a certain way. Chas v'shalom by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing like that. Many sfaris speak about this, and the Rambam himself mentions it in Sotei Torah. So why, in what way do we use the metaphor of Rachum and Chanan? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wishes in the world not only good deeds, but patterns of behavior that for human beings emanate from some deeper attitude, mindset, approach. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a draw of some sort, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in a certain way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, it's correct that a way to describe a pattern of my interactions is as rachum, chanun, rapayim, rav chesed, and so on. That's why they were allowed to describe it, and therefore we have the obligation to develop that nas. That's the reason why the Rambam gives us an understanding of how a person's mindset about certain things is created and how to go about changing it. In Hilchot Tzedaka, if a person does the mitzvah and he's not happy about doing it, I'm really upset that I have to give money, but I do it, the mitzvah is 100% fulfilled. It's lacking kavana, it's lacking in ava and yira, fine. It's lacking, but it still is the same ma'isa mitzvah. In valachta bedrachav, if it's lacking in wanting to do it, if I cannot describe this as part of a pattern of who I am or what I want, then I haven't fulfilled it. So Hilchos Tzedakah is about what am I obligated to do in a particular time and in a particular event. The case of Valachta Bedrachov is developing my personality and character in a way that my automatic response would be to do what's right. That's the obligation of Valachta Bedrachov. Valachta Bedrachov is an entirely different type of mitzvah. It addresses a person's desire. So if a person gives tzedakah many times, but he really would rather not, he's mekayem mitzvah tzedakah, but he's not mahu rachum afatarachum, or afatachanum. It's the mitzvah of Valachta Bedrachov is that all of these, this genre of activities need to become the person's mitzias, need to become what the person is, and the actions that are expressed are pattern behavior based on who he is. I want to add another Rambam that I find fascinating about something like this. The Rambam is in Mor Nevuchim speaks about the pasuk a little bit before. It says Haskes Ushma Yisrael. The word Haskes is very unclear as to what it means. And different this is unique, and it doesn't have any other place that says that word. And you have to sort of try to guess by trying to find the root of something else. The Rambam Nevuchim says, "V'chein mechal kavonas ha'teira, ha'tarbos or ha'rakus, v'sheya adam nishmal ha'veirov." And so the Rambam says that it is an obligation, and again, this is not a specific ma'isa mitzvah, to have a good attitude towards other people. In other words, our default setting should be willing to go along. Somebody comes for whatever it is, my baseline, my default reaction should be positive. And that's what Shema Yisrael means. Be sympathetic and agreeable to someone else. This certainly is not, it's hard to find a mice that would go, I'm sure many mice have come out of this, but at the end of it, it's an attitude of people, how to deal with other people. Haskis to Shema Yisrael is telling me how it is that a person should interact with other people. Okay.